Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So not far from here, in a rural Texas area, there was a Baptist minister conducting baptisms in a river behind his church. Suddenly, walking through the woods is a drunk man crashing through the trees, staggering into the water, and knocks into the preacher. Immediately, the man of God turned around and smelled alcohol all over this guy. So the minister decides he needs to be saved. He says to the inebriated fellow, "Man, you need Jesus. Are you ready to find him?" And the man says, "Yep." So the minister grabs him by the scruff of the collar and plunges him under the waters. Pulling him up, the pastor says, "Son, have you found Jesus?" The man says, "Nope. I'm afraid I haven't found Jesus. Try again." So the preacher, quite surprised at the answer, takes the man again by the back, pushes him down into the river, holding him down a little bit longer, raises him up and says, "Have you found Jesus yet?" And the drunk looks blankly at the minister and states, "No, I've not found Jesus yet." Well, the minister by this time was shocked and becoming angry. And losing patience, he takes hold of the fellow and plunges him deep into the water and holds him there for 30 seconds before he pulls him up with all of his strength and he yells at the guy, "For the love of God, have you found Jesus Christ?" The drunk staggers to his feet, wipes his face and eyes, coughs up a bunch of water, gets his breath, turns to the preacher and says, "Pastor, are you sure this is where Jesus fell in?" Well, in spite of the fellow in our story, the pastor was asking the right question at this baptism. For baptism is where we truly are to find Jesus Christ. In fact, one of the readings from the baptismal office in the Book of Common Prayer that fits certainly every baptism, and especially the baptism of an infant, is where Jesus Christ has a conversation with a man named Nicodemus from John chapter 3. And in this passage, you may remember Jesus uses the language of being born again at baptism. And then Jesus tells Nicodemus that he definitely must be born again of water and the Spirit. Nicodemus is thrown off by this language of birth in the passage. And he says, "Well, but how can I be born on my mother's womb again, a second time?" And Jesus informs him that he's not talking about a physical second birth, but a spiritual new birth into the kingdom of God. And the Lord tells him he must be born a second time. The second time is spiritual new birth. And this birth comes by water and the Holy Spirit. And the church has always historically understood that this water referred to is the water of holy baptism through which the Holy Spirit works. But for this reason, Jesus calls holy baptism a second birth, being born again. If we reflect on the birth language associated with baptism, hopefully we'll see the obvious parallel between physical birth and spiritual birth. Simply put, both involve water. A baby in the womb is encased with water, and that water must break for the child to be born. And in a sense, literally, a child is born, coming forth out of the waters of his or her mother's womb. So in an analogous way, someone baptized with water in the name of the triune God, such as we've witnessed with little Samantha today, comes through this sanctified liquid of baptism. The waters break around the person baptized for spiritual rebirth. Now, granted, for us, It's not the amount of water that we believe the scriptures call for. Water has a symbolic aspect to this rite. Water represents and becomes the means by which the Holy Spirit works and brings Jesus Christ to the person. So it's not only a symbol for us, we call it a sacrament, an outward and spiritual sign of an inward, an outward and physical sign of an inward and spiritual grace. Something God does through this rite. So the Holy Spirit comes on the person who is baptized, whether the water is poured on or enveloped around the individual. Ancient churches, as a matter of fact, practice both modes. You'll notice in the Book of Common Prayer, the rubric says that the person may be dipped or poured, because our church goes back to the very first century, the days of the apostles, and both rites were practiced depending upon the circumstances. Both modes of the rite were practiced depending on the circumstances. But the point is that Jesus Christ comes to one in baptism by the power of the Holy Spirit through these waters that we've just witnessed. The sacrament of baptism is something God does. In a sense, Jesus finds us in our baptism, whether we realize it or not. For some of us, baptized as infants and young children, we don't come to the realization, we don't come to true faith in Jesus Christ until later on in life, and we realize what has actually taken place by an act of God in our lives. Hopefully we understand that. So we can say that as Jesus taught that we are born again by the Holy Spirit through the waters of baptism, so the Holy Spirit has come on Samantha. Christ has come to her, and he will never forsake her nor leave her. And so God has come to us in this sacrament. In this sense, we should all be reminded of our baptisms today. So with confidence, we can say that Samantha, like Nicodemus of old, and all of us who've been baptized, have found Jesus Christ. We have been born again through the sacrament of holy baptism. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."